Good morning. A wave of low pressure shearing off to the south off of the Jersey coast produced a round of rain showers across most of interior New York and New England last evening and overnight. Most of the precipitation has now cleared the eastern seaboard, but we're left with a lot of low clouds and locally dense fog this morning, and in some cases, the visibility is down below a quarter mile. As the system continues to track east and out over the open Atlantic, we'll start a drying trend with a developing westerly wind. As a result, the low clouds and fog will eventually break up, giving way to increasing sunshine throughout the day today. And with a high starting point in the 30s to around 40, temperatures should easily reach the middle and even upper 40s in spots, and even some places getting past 50 degrees. High pressure building in tonight will keep it breezy with partly cloudy skies back into the 20s and a cooler flow of air tomorrow out of the northwest. Despite mostly sunny skies, it'll be breezy with highs staying in the 30s. On Friday, high pressure will keep it dry and allow the temperatures to go back into the lower 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west and south, where another storm will emerge out of the Gulf of Mexico and head up the Tennessee Valley. On this track, clouds will be on the increase Friday night, and by Saturday morning, some rain or wet snow will break out with temperatures right around freezing. It looks like readings will warm through the middle and upper 30s on Saturday, and most everyone will see a cold rain on Saturday afternoon with some wet snow across the mountains. A cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will then pivot in from the Great Lakes on Saturday night and Sunday. This will transition any remaining precipitation over to snow for the rest of the region, and there could even be some accumulating snows, especially across the higher terrain, well into the day on Sunday. Highs on Sunday afternoon will be in the middle 30s. A warming trend into early next week with highs in the mid-40s on Monday. We'll have plenty of sunshine, followed by a front moving through on St. Patrick's Day for Tuesday, and then cooler air to follow with temperatures falling through the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, locally heavy rainfall will continue from the Gulf Coast and lower Mississippi Valley into the Tennessee and Ohio valleys today. Combined with a melting snowpack, the rain could result in flooding for parts of the Tennessee Valley and Appalachians. Flash flood advisories and warnings have been issued for localized areas, along with flood watches heading into the end of the week. Meanwhile, precipitation will continue to spread inland over the western U.S. today ahead of a front approaching the coast. Moderate to heavy rain will be possible along the coastal ranges, but the boundary should dissipate before moving inland, which will keep precipitation totals light over the Intermountain West and northern to central Rockies. And tropical cyclone Pam is located approximately 650 miles northwest of Fiji and intensifying rapidly with 120 mile per hour winds and gusts to 150 miles per hour. The cyclone has tracked slowly south-southwestward over the past 6 hours and is expected to stay well to the west of Fiji. Winds are expected to increase, though, and gusts up to 200 miles per hour are possible by tomorrow night as Pam brushes by the Vanuatu Island chain. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, a quarter mile visibility in dense fog, 39 degrees, a dew point 37, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 29.89 inches and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 2 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the lower 50s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high in Albany yesterday 49 degrees, the low 20, the average temperature 35, that's 2 degrees above normal. No snowfall yesterday, 2.6 inches for the month and 73.2 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low, 24. The record high, 70, set in 1977, and the record low, 10 below zero, in 1939. Sunrise this morning at 7:15 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:57 p.m., 11 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Morning fog giving way to partly sunny skies today, becoming breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, morning clouds and fog giving way to mostly sunny skies today, becoming breezy with highs in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, morning clouds and fog giving way to mostly sunny skies today, becoming breezy with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, morning clouds and fog giving way to mostly sunny skies today, becoming breezy with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Morning clouds and fog giving way to mostly sunny skies today, becoming breezy with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler in the upper 30s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Friday. A good chance of rain and some wet snow on Saturday in the upper 30s. That'll change over to some wet snow for everyone Saturday night into the day Sunday, winding down as snow showers in the mid-30s. Back to the mid-40s with sunshine on Monday, windy and turning colder on St. Patrick's Day for Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.